We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 14 lines from the top, beginning of the line, Va'omar Abaya. Dr. Gemara, Va'omar Abaya. Hayman de Masik Arba Zuzei de Ribs of a Chavre. If someone owes his friend owes him four Zuz, the Yav Lei for Ribis, the Ribis is the cost of the Ribis, the charge of interest is four Zuz, the Yav Lei Glimba Begavayu. Instead of giving the four Zuz in cash, he gives the Malva a nice glima, a nice sweater. Ki mafkinim enei arba, mafkinim enei, glima mafkinim enei. Abaye says, we consider it like a purchase. Really, the loiva owed him four zuz. With that four zuz, the Malva purchased a glima, and now the glima belongs to him. Now he owes him four zuz for ribbis. He doesn't give him the glima back. That's a good mekach. The mekach is kayim, and the ribbis has to be returned. You don't have to return the glima. So, you don't force him to give back the glima. Rav Amar, no, you're forced to give back the glima. Glima mafkim enei my taima, ki hechi the lemru glima de michsi v'koyi glima de ribisahu. So people shouldn't say that he's walking around with a ribis glima, and therefore, since it's called davar masuyim in halacha, and everyone knows it's ribis, we say he has to give that up, he has to give up the glima because it's davar masuyim and it's ribis, this is a glima of ribis, therefore Rava says you have to return it. Oh, and not four zuz is not enough. You have to turn the glima itself. Omar Rava, Haiman the Masik, another halacha, Haiman the Masik traces zuz the ribs of a chavre. So the loiva owes 12 zuz for the ribis. Va'ogale chotze the miskura va'asara. Va'ogale nele retresa. So what happens is, he doesn't really have the money loiva, as it looks like. So the malva says, you know what, you have a property that's for rent, and really the rent is 10 zuz a year. I'll take it for 12 zuz. I'm not getting it anyway, so it's all. So I call Revach. So I'm going to take it for 10. It's only a 10 zuz. Okay, I'll take it for 12. You owe me 12? You give me that chatzah, you're potter. You're potter, your 12 zuz. So it's the ugly chatzah. Huh? How much did you give him? Where are you? Right, exactly. So very good. The ugly chatzah, the miskar of Asara. You see, you have the case. The ugly chatzah, the miskar of Asara. The case, it was something that was for 10. And he gave it to him for 12. So now, when it comes to being moitzi ribbis, how much you moitzi from him? You moitzi 12 or you moitzi 10? Because on one hand, you say the malva took only 10. That's what you're saying. The other two is a present. So the other two is a moichel. So you only took 10 from him. Or you say, no, he took 12. He's just paying, overpaying for the chatzah. So how much do you take? Well, you mafkia from him. What are you mafkia from him? Obviously, he rented the chatzah. You're not going to take the chatzah away from him because they took away the rent. So what, how much should we moitz from him? 12 or 10? That's a shaliyah. Ki mafkia a trace mafkia min a. So Rava says, you know what you take from him? 12. Take 12 because Maisa, he got 12. And he said, I'm in the chatzah instead of 12, so he got 12. Omle Rav Achma Dithla Ravina, let him say, ki agrahachi, that I paid 12 fit, quote-unquote paid 12 fit, to have it come ashtashli, because it was free. But hashtol ashtashli, now it's costing me money already. I want to pay the regular, whatever everyone else pays, which is 10. My answer is no, it's not blaze, sabris v'kiblis, you will mekabel it, and therefore, since you will mekabel this thing for whatever it cost, so that is what you paid. You might say you paid 12. You're right, you got overcharged, but you were masking to pay that much money. And now that's how much it cost you. That's the halacha. That's how much it cost you because that's how much you agreed to pay and finish. That's the way it works. So even though you technically overpaid for it, and the only reason you overpaid for it because anyway it's free, but that, you know, it didn't work out for you. That's what happens. That's the halacha. That he paid. In all these cases we just learned here, we passed like Rava in all these cases. For example, Shulchan Aruch says, Hoyichayla dinah shel ribis, this is Kuf Samachal of Siv Tes, Hoyichayla dinah shel ribis, and also like by glima oi kli, tsarach lahachsaloi, and v'hal v'dav mesuyim. That's what it says. And it says also, im ha-malva sochar chayfetz ba'isa dinner, dinner. These are halachas that we pass like because Lamaisi took that for ribbis and that's the halacha. So the mishnah vayta, new mishnah. Marbin ala aschar ve'ein marbin ala mecha. I want to explain this. Ketzar. His geloy is chatzeret. Someone is renting his chatzer to his friend. No halva yet. He's renting his friend the chatzer. V'amaloy. And he tells the guy who's renting, If you give me today up front the whole year's rent, it's going to be only 10 slam for the year. But if you pay month by month, but if you pay month to month, you're paying a selah per chaydish. So that's the shayla here. You say, if you pay up front, basically give me the money up front, which is a stikla hava, then I'm going to give it for 10. But if you pay me month to month, it's 12. So halacha is it's mutter. We'll see tomorrow why. Why is it mutter? So that's marv malaschar. But let's say I sell you a field. If you pay me right now, I'm selling you a field right now. Pay me right now. It's 1,000 zos. Im legayrin, if you want to wait till the end of the season when you have more cash flow and you want to pay me then, then it's 1,200 zos. The halacha is it's awesome. Why? Because I'm giving him extension to pay. I'm giving him time to pay. Another 10 months. Why? Because, and therefore I'm charging him extra. He's charging 200 euros to pay later. So that's like, you know, it's like, you know, the terms are term 30, net 60, whatever the lesson is there. So you have a guy, a supplier. You say, if you pay me in 2 weeks, it's this much. If you pay me later on, it's even more. And that's ribbis. That is ribbis. So you have to know what the ratio and the sefer is. In the ratio, we said that when you're renting, is tell you if you pay up front, it's this, it's 10. If you pay month to month, it's 12. Lach is mutter. In the second case, we're saying that if you tell them you pay now, it's 1,000. If you pay at the end of the season, it's 1,200. That's also. So that's the halacha of our mishnah. We have to explain what the difference is.
What makes difference
if he has the money? If he has the money in stock, no, makes difference. No, ribbis is even if you have the money. That's the halacha. Yeah. So that's the only time that the head of Yeshloi and Yatzah Shar and those things only have to do with Ribbis Darabonin. This is not Ribbis Darabonin here. It could be Ribbis Darabonin because it's Derech Mecha, but it's not a Sav type of Shaila, which the whole thing is the whole Ribbis is created by the Rabbanon. Zot the Gemara, Maishto Reishto Maishto Seifa. What's the Chilik? Why is the Reisha Mutter and the Seifa also? So Gemara explains like this. Rabbi Ravesh Vamatavahu, Schiris Einem Shalem Esel Basayf. Schiris is only chayiv at the end of the year or at the end of the month. That's when schiris is chayiv. You're not chayiv when I move in rent the first month. I'm not chayiv the whole year's rent. The whole year's rent is chayiv at the end of every month. Because the whole 12 has to be at the end of the year. That's when your rent is mechayiv. Your rent is chayiv at the end of the year, or even in this case, going at the end of the year. You're chayiv for rent end of the year. That's the rent. When you finish your rental of the year, that's when you're chayiv. So here, v'hai, kivin loy mata zimne l'migveh, that now that I'm paying you 12, if I pay you at the end of the year, lav aganot alei, it's not a hava, lav aganot mashuhu, the hachi shavya, that is the normal. That's the norm. To give me a chance to pay at the end of the year is the norm. That's the norm. Because we'll pay month to month. That's the norm. That's what I'm supposed to pay. I'm paying up front. So you give me a discount for paying earlier. But this been paying earlier because I'm not paying extra to pay later because that's the normal. So the halakha shav had to come late in my akshat and actually harei olachav es islam. That I'm telling you, you pay up front. You get it for cheaper. That's some shana azuli to come meizel kabei. You're being meizel for me. But seifa is what
you are paying more.
You're paying more, but you're not paying more because I'm getting a loan because that's what I'm supposed to pay. I'm supposed to pay only then. I'm only supposed to pay that.
If you walk into the store and the price is $500,
you have to pay right now.
And you have 12 payments to pay.
You don't have 12 payments to pay. You're paying your buyer ads. Next case. That's what we talk about all the things when we finish. But I mean, say for keeping this vino, you're buying it. You're walking home with the chatzah today. Not in 12 months. Walking home today. It's yours. Now, if it's yours, you got to pay him now. That's halacha. You buy something, you pay for it. Gabi Seifa, keeping this vino dinu. And the guy makes a payment plan. Payment plan is ribbis, if you're paying extra. Payment plan is hava. That's what payment plan is. That's called financing. That's what it is. A payment plan is financing, which is hava. Therefore, it's also. So saying the chilt in the safe, ratio and safe is, in the ratio, you only chayiv later on. So that I'm paying more later on, not because agonotele, because that's the normal. I'm only paying less because it's paying earlier. My shaking the safer, I have to pay right now. And now that I'm getting extra time, I'm paying extra. So probably what's bothering Mordechai is like this. In the ratio, we're saying, what's the case? You only chayiv later on. But the problem is, why am I getting discount to pay earlier? Why am I getting sent? Because I'm giving the owner money up front. So I'm lending him money. So that's why there's ribbis. Because he's paying me ribbis technically. By me giving him up front, he's taking off two zos off the deal. To sell off a deal. So why isn't that ribbis? So I pray that achrayim. And there's different truths, but the Machna Ephraim says teretz like this. The very simple teretz. He says that this doesn't apply if I buy the thing now. Here, I didn't lend him money, because when I give him the 10, I own the whole year of schiras now. So I own the whole year of schiras. Where's the hava? There's no hava. Because when I gave him the 10, I locked in the whole year. I own the schiras. I own it already. So there's no hava here. There's no hava. Now, the reason why, if I would have to be, right now and pay later, so then I'm getting the hava, I'm getting a payment plan. But here, there's no payment plan because 12 is the normal. Because I'm paying early, I'm getting cheaper. I am giving him hava, I give him hava. I bought it now. I own those 12 months now, and therefore it's not hava that way either. That's the pshat in the reisha. And the seifa is a case, a regular case of net 30, where financing, where it's a case, it's a problem of ribbis. Amar Rava, Doku bar banan baham milsa. The rabbanon were looked to see if they could find a pasuk to raya that schir is paid at the end of the year. But ukma akra, they found the pasuk. Pasuk says because schir shana b'shana, which we dash in schir shana zu einem mishtalem zav shana acheres. The schir of this year is not mishtalem until shana acheres. That's what we dash. Shana b'shana. The drasha is we dash what shana b'shana means as a drasha that this year's schir is only paid at the end of the year. Which is a riot, this din of schiras enem shtamel sal v'sayf. So that is our Mishnah with the reisha on the sefer. Very, very gushmak. Said in the Mishnah, "V'mengoyim shnei masa mana asa." That if I tell, this is the sefer which we call like net 30. We're calling it that you buy the field now and say, if you pay me right now full, then you get this price. If you pay net 30, if you get financing, you pay extra. That's the halacha. Omar Rav Nachman, Tarsha Shari. Nachman comes with a chiddush. He says, Tarsha is mut. What does Tarsha mean? That I could tell you, if my terms are only one term, that I'm selling you something, and you could pay in 30 days, but Lamaisa costs extra money for that. If I don't speak out, there's two prices. I say here, I'm selling you a pallet of toothpaste, and you could pay me in 60 days, and it costs $100. Now, That's mutter. Because I didn't say that if you pay me now, it's 90, and if you pay me in 30 days, it's 100. But here, you just give the price of 30-day price, that's fine. Zok Rashi, read Rashi inside. Tarsha shari limker schar baham tano b'yoysa medbeh. More than his value. Well, v'atzli yafesh lehim ha'achshav re'eloch pachas. Al yimker stam b'kach 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 b'kach. Now, Taisvis and Daf Samach Gimel on Beis, which we mentioned that there's something major in Taisvis and Daf Gimel on Beis, that we said we'll speak about it here. Taisvis speaks out that if everyone knows the shire of the toothpaste, and they know you're paying more, that's a problem already. Because you don't have to speak it out. For example, everyone knows a pallet of toothpaste is $90. And you don't have two prices, but your price is, you have 30 days to pay and it's $100. That's like I'm telling you, if you pay now, it's 90. If you pay later, it's $100. That's a problem of Tasha Zasa. Here the case was that it wasn't Shemasa Yadua, Taisa says. Shemasa Yadua means like a paro or a talis. When you look at a paro, you don't know really the value of a cow. You don't know how strong it is. You don't know how good it works until you test it out. A talis also, you don't know the value of the talis until you eye in it. You don't know if I'm looking at it, the value of a talis. So those things, if I tell you just 100 and you pay me in 30 days, that's not a problem. That's a chiddush of Rav Nachman. Tarsha Shari. Eisve Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. We already told you a lot of the pshats. You're not going to chap the kasha so much. But the kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Vim legerim shnei masa mana asa. How do you say tarshish mutter? It says clearly in the Mishnah that if I say you pay me in 12 months, it's 12. The halacha is that it's asa. So you see, you can't give him a price higher for financing. Amalei, no. Hosam kotzlei hachalei kotzlei. Which means, like we just said, there you gave him two prices. Now it's 10, now it's 1,000, later on it's 1,200. Here you didn't give two prices. So that's the halacha, tarsha shari, but if it's two prices, it's asa. I just want to give you an example that someone wanted to ask me a shayla about this, and they didn't chap, and there's a whole industry out there about this, that don't chap, this is asa. In a certain industry, there's a certain industry that people buy gift cards. This is like a shivish industry. They buy gift cards in stores, And then they have a way that when they buy a $100 gift card, they're getting it for $90. However, whatever reason it is, they use credit cards, they have points, and they have this and that. They get it for $90, and then people buy from them. And the way it works is that there's like a bidding system, and the guy says, "I'll buy from you for $92 if I could pay in 3 months, and I'll pay you." I'll pay you more if I pay you now. But if I pay you now, it's like $94. There's like a choice. How much are they going to pay for your gift cards? If they have longer time to pay, the opposite. If they have longer time to pay, they'll pay you $94. If it's shorter time to pay, they'll pay you $92. And this is something that goes on all day. There's different levels. As much time as they take to pay, the more money you'll get. That's a regular problem of Tarsha. That's a simple problem of Tarsha. That if you have a scale, that no matter how it depends how long you have to pay, then that would be Ribbis. Same thing in
Tarsha. Why is it not really Ribbis?
It's called Tarsha because you have two prices. It's really Becher. It's really a Mecha. It's really a sale. Just Tarsha means you have two prices. If you pay now, it's this. If you pay later, it's this. That's what it's regular Ribbis. It's called Tarsha. That's what it's called. It's called Tarsha. It's got Tarsha's Montes. You're right. It's not Tarsha. It's Ribbis. But if you in this Gemara, there's two prices. Same thing if anyone has Schera. Someone sells, someone's a supplier. He supplies whatever merchandise the guy sells. The guy sells t-shirts and the supplier makes up with him. If you pay after 30 days, this much. If you have 60 days, this much, that's a problem of Tarsha. That's the halacha. If you pay more, if you get 60 days to pay, that's a problem of Ribbis. That's what comes in tomorrow, Tarsha, that Tarsha is also. In the case of Tarsha is also. Because Akapanam, that's what Rav Nachman says, Tarsha, sorry, we're not kutzle. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa wants a taina. There's a few taisvis he learns like this. That Rav Papa says that I hold, even if you have set two prices, it's mutta. By me, it's mutta. Tarsha di shari, my taima. Rav Papa sold beer. And Rav Papa was very wealthy. And he could have waited. For example, beer in Tishrei is a dollar a liter. That's how much it's in Tishrei. And in Nisan, it's $2 a liter. Now, he has money. He doesn't need money now in Tishrei. So what he does in his business is he waits till Nisan and sells it. Now, some people want beer in Tishrei. So he tells them, here, you know, if you want, you can buy it for a dollar now. But if you want to pay me in Nisan, then I want $2. I can sell it anyway $2 then. I don't need the money and my beer doesn't get spoiled. So I'll do you a favor, I'll give you a beer now. But you got to pay the Nisan price because I could have waited anyway. See, here he's saying that I can give you a Tarsha price. Why? Because I'm not gaining anyway. It makes a difference to me when you buy it. Omra Papa, Tarsha Yishari, my time is Shechroi Le Pasid. My beer doesn't go bad, it'll last till Nisan. And Zuz Le Tzuchir, I don't need the money. I don't need your loans. I know the Kavina Milsik, I'm doing you a favor, letting you get it now on credit. Which is really the truth is the funny time because anytime you do a financing, you're doing that a favor. It's not but he's saying over here, I'm not gaining anything. Why are you going to bust you? Zil bust the do. Go bust the guy who's buying. For him, it's Ribbis. If he had money, he would buy it from now. Now, because he has no money, he's paying for the price later on. So, myself, God with him, there is Ribbis, and therefore it's Asr. And we'll see in the Amal Beis that we pass the Rav Nachman, we don't pass our Papa, we argue around Papa, our Papa is a Chiddush. I'm Rav Chama.
Papa was talking about a case where the guy didn't want to pay him, or he told him he wants it too anyway?
No, it's two prices. It's two prices. He pays now, it's one Zuz. If he pays in Nisan, it's two Zuz. And the guy didn't have money, and he wants beer. That was the regular drink they had those days. He wanted his beer. So he paid two shots for it. So saying it's a pashto Ribbis, because he's saying if you pay now, it's one, pay there, it's two. So the Papa said, no, it's not Ribbis. I don't need his money. I don't need a cash flow. It makes a difference to me. It's not like, you know, I don't need one way or another. I'm not giving him the because I need the, you know, aganata. I have money, I have beer, I have enough beer for later on. The whole thing is not for me. I'm doing it for you.
Did Papa agree with the previous or not?
No, he argues on it. But we pass them. We don't pass our papa anyway. Om Rav Chama, Tarsha de di vadi shari. My Tarsha is for sure mutter. My taima. Don't say outside. What's Tarsha de Rav Chama? Rav Chama's case like this: he sold merchandise, and he used to sell it. In the this is what he did was he used to bring it up to the next city. For example, let's say someone lives in an in-town city. He lives in Lakewood, and he makes popcorn in Lakewood. Now, kosher popcorn in Tennessee is more expensive. So what he did was he produced popcorn here, then he brought it to Tennessee and sold it for a higher price. So this guy came over to him and said, give it to me. Give me the popcorn. I'll take it to Tennessee. sell in Tennessee. And so I'm going to pay you for this popcorn Tennessee price. And what? Why am I doing this for you? Because I want that money. It's a whole pallet of popcorn. You're getting $400,000. Once I sell it in Tennessee, I'm taking that $400,000 and I'm using it for my investments. I have something in Tennessee to buy and I need it for my investments. And I'll pay it back. $400,000 when I come back, 8 months later. So basically, he's taking a $400,000 hava. And what's he doing? He's buying your popcorn over here for double the price because he wants the hava. He wants the $400,000. So the halacha is that it's mutter. Now, what's the case exactly? The seller takes responsibility for the popcorn until it gets to Tennessee. So the hava only starts in the Tennessee. If he'd be borrowing popcorn from there, so then it's ribbis. Because borrowing popcorn at a price of $100,000, and he's paying back $200,000. No, but here, he doesn't borrow the popcorn. The popcorn belongs to the meicher. He brings it to Tennessee. In Tennessee, he sells it, and then the hava starts. So the $400,000 hava, whatever, $200,000, whatever the double price is, the $400,000 hava starts over there.
And who pays for the hefzer on the way?
On the way there is the meicher would pay the hefzer. Therefore, the hava only starts. Huh?
Who pays the guy's work?
Oh. So the problem is, whatever the guy's work, the guy's working to schlep it to the cell only to get the hava. So that's ribbis. And that the Gemara says, my time, nichaluhu the leiko b'shusi the chalecha the ka'ozli shavkle michsav nakaloshuka. Like Tosis explains, that the Gemara is trying to say is that he, since he's walking around parading that this is the meicher's stuff, he gets special deals. First of all, he was a Talmud Chacham, Rav Chama, and therefore he didn't have to pay taxes. So it was Rav Chama's stuff, he didn't have to pay taxes. And also, the lochiz by Talmud Chacham, they sell his stuff first. So therefore, and he had his own things to sell also. He gained by having Rav Chama's name. And also, way back he had that gain when he was selling his own stuff. He's going as a shliach for Rav Chama, he gained from that. So it really ties inside. The ilav hachi hava osa, bishachrayas darach hava Rav Chama, even though Rechayas the Derech Rechama will still be also wise. Because he did the work to sell it. Now that he gets the first in the marketplace, even on the way back, since that's he's getting that first tircha, therefore the halach is that it's mutter. So that's what we're gaining over here, Rechama's tarsha. So
Zach, yeah. Extra for the waiting time. Paying extra because of the location.
What do you mean waiting time?
Where's the ribbis over here?
No, because he's taking out of all.
He's taking it out of all, but we don't think
it is. But he bought it in Lakewood. He bought it in Lakewood, and if it's out of all, if he borrowed the schitim, whatever it says, the popcorn, he borrowed the popcorn here, and he's paying back double, that's how all. He borrowed popcorn. He's not paying until 8 months. Not paying 8 months. So then he pays.
One popcorn to flip over there.
It makes a difference. He didn't buy it now. He didn't pay for it. So it's hava. So it's hava now. That's called hava. He didn't pay for it. And he's paying double the price in Lakewood. In Lakewood, that's the price. If he had money, put it this way, if he had money, he'd buy it for the right price and sell it, make his own profit. He's not doing that. Why not? Because he's getting hava. Why didn't he just buy it himself and sell it? He doesn't have money. He needs the hava. Therefore, it's hava.
Why isn't that Therefore,
it is ribbis. So the Gemara says that in the case he didn't borrow it there, he only borrowed it in Tennessee. And the Tericho is answered. There's no Kleshuka. We have an answer.
No, but the Tericho itself is with
us. So we answered, he got something, he got money for the Tericho. Just he paid him for the Tericho, he got something for the Tericho. He got no Kleshuka. So the Gemara on top of our base, Hilchasuk Rav Chama, and we passed Rav Chama, and we passed Rav Nachman, like Tosis speaks out, which means the case Tarsha was one price is Mutter, Hilchasuk Rav Eliezer, what's Rav Eliezer? Was his river Shutu Yatsu Deonim? That ribbis kachucha yotvanonim v'hilchasa karav yanai d'ama mali hein mali d'meyem. Do you remember what that means, mali hein mali d'meyem, Moshi? So Rav Yanai means, the case where you're poiskim ala peiros, where you gave money for chitim, and it was case, let's say, yeshloi or yotza shah, there was mutter. Lamaisa, when the chitim go up, the owner, if the seller, if he wants, can instead of giving chitim, give you money. Even though it looks more like ribbis, the loch is, that's mutter, mali hein mali d'meyem. So you're passing all these halachas, like Rav Chama, like Rav Yanai, and mali hein mali d'meyem.